So you know when you get to do a presentation on something you're really, really excited about? That's this presentation for me. This is something that's very passionate. I'm very passionate about, I'm very excited to talk about. So we're going to be presenting today on Connected for Health. It's an interdisciplinary network of leaders who work at the intersection of health and education. And as former teachers and teachers at heart, both Amy and I have been very involved with creating this at Emory. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention some of our other colleagues who co-created this with us. Audra, Brianna, Sahara, Michael, and Trenton, all folks who are educators and also health people. And I think that's what brings a lot of folks, particularly to this session, is that something we all identify with. So Amy and I have no relationships to disclose, and I also need to disclose we did not color coordinate today, contrary to what it looks like. Slightly different colors of red, if you'll notice. So the objectives for our session, to discuss the importance of creating a network of educators, graduate students, and health professionals to work at the intersection of health and education, and also to describe ways that universities and schools can bring health and education together by developing specific programs that address the needs of both. So I'll start with this quote. I think oftentimes quotes can speak better than any number of bullet points we can list in statistics. Health and education go hand in hand. One cannot exist without the other. To believe any differently is to hamper progress. Just as our children have a right to receive the best education available, they have a right to be healthy. And I'll emphasize this, it's up to us to see that this becomes a reality. So for both of us, Amy and I came into health because of our experiences as teachers and seeing what things kept our kids from getting the education they deserved. These are our kids. These are our kids that have a hard time seeing or hearing in the classroom, that put their heads down, and we're not sure why that is, and oftentimes health is at the root of that. So how do we start to build those bridges? So the problem, too many silos. So I work at Teach for America now, an organization that's very focused on education, and people often talk about, well, we need to solve our own problems. And that's really not true. And in health, we often talk about all the myriad of health problems we have. It's not health that's going to solve all the health problems. It's actually getting out of our silos and starting to work together. So we know that healthy kids make better learners, and we also know that better learners grow into healthier adults who raise healthier kids. So we need to start getting out of those silos and talking to folks that work in fields that also impact our own field. So Connected for Health was really an opportunity to get out of the silos. It's a dynamic community-university partnership where Teach for America is the community partner and Emory is the university. So universities have the potential to create really strong interdisciplinary collaborations involving community organizations. Connected for Health was created by a group of us who were Teach for America alumni that felt strongly that there was no connection between health and education. We're also feeling like a lot of my students, when I was a professor at Emory, were lacking that opportunity to engage strongly with communities. So how do we start to bring those together? So our mission is to support healthy schools and communities by developing an interdisciplinary network of leaders who work at that intersection of health and education. So a quick slide on Teach for America. So Teach for America is a national program that recruits college graduates to teach in underserved populations. I taught in Chicago, Amy taught in Atlanta, and there are folks that teach all across the country, even in some rural places too. Most people think about Teach for America as a teaching organization, and that's fundamentally not what we're about. It's actually looking at the second part of our mission, which is how do you close the opportunity gap for our kids? We need people working in sectors that directly impact education. So not only do we need great teachers and principals and policy leaders in education, but we need folks like doctors and lawyers, people who work in government and social services and the arts, people that can create safe and strong and healthy communities so that kids can come to school ready to learn, so the teachers can focus on teaching. So my work now in alumni affairs is actually focused on that whole ecosystem around schools. And that's really where Connected for Health came from. How do we be that health partner for schools so that kids can come to school ready to learn? So Amy and I are going to talk about three components of Connected for Health. The first is the health leadership track. This is one of the pieces we developed. It's professional development for Teach for America teachers on student health issues, and then also professional development for folks on their own career paths, what they're going to do after they teach. Amy's going to talk about Classroom to Community. It's a community university partnership course designed to provide hands-on health education training. We actually have a poster session after this, so we invite you guys to come and see us and hear about some of the teacher training we incorporated as part of that. And Amy's also going to talk about our community engagement component, so health-related opportunities to bring teachers and graduate students together in the community. So actually, a lot of similarities to our previous presentation. So the Health Leadership Track was designed to be a face-to-face resource for Teach for America core members and also alums who are interested in health. So we incorporated several things. People wanted strategies for integrating health into their curriculum or their school environment. So how do I actually start talking about health in the context of my classroom when I'm teaching English or I'm teaching math or science? We also provided networking and informational opportunities focused on health careers. So, for example, my husband is also a Teach for America alum, and he's a physician. So he did a lot of coaching and mentoring for core members on thinking about how do you connect those career paths and how do you even get into med school and how can you use your teacher strengths there. And that last piece, a concrete understanding of why teacher skills are critical to health careers. What can teachers do and what value do teachers add in the health profession? And a lot of our programming was developed to give people the language around talking about their career as a teacher. So for the sessions we offered this last year, career pathways in health, so exposing people, a lot of folks, you know, we know in public health we're not always like the sexy career path that everybody thinks about unless you go and see a movie about, you know, contagion or something like that. And a lot of people say, I want to be a doctor, but what they really want to be is a health educator, and they don't necessarily know all the different kind of career paths available. We also offered a session on school-based health centers, to me, which is where health and education can truly live in the community. We did a session on health fairs and teaching teachers how to do a health fair in their school and how to engage community organizations. And then our last session was also on bullying prevention. So I'm going to turn it over to Amy to talk about classroom to community.
So a second branch of this program that came about that extended the partnership of the university into the community came because of a need seen with our MPH students at Emory. So we have MPH students who are taking classes in curriculum design. They talk all the time about the social determinant of education and its impact on health, but they don't always have that time and space to put it into practice, to actually teach their curriculums, to actually see how is a school working, what values and structures do schools respond to in order to create partnerships with universities and community organizations. And throughout the first year, a second need sort of came about with our teacher mentors in the program. And we found that teachers also wanted to understand the health impacts their students were having on the education track they were on. And teachers wanted to be able to identify health needs of their students. They wanted to understand why did Kevin come into class, put his head down, and act like he didn't want to learn all day. Is it because he truly didn't care about the content that I was about to teach? Or is it because he hadn't eaten in days, didn't sleep well last night, or has a toothache? And teachers want to be able to identify that health need and also be able to connect them to resources, tell parents where they can go for the skills and resources they need to fix that. And teachers also just want to add health into their curriculums. Math teachers want to make a math word problem around calorie counting or percentages on nutrition labels. And so that is, again, the kind of parallel track of classroom to community that was created, and that's what our afternoon poster discussion will be about. And so we saw these needs and we seized the opportunity to create classroom to community. So several of the components of the structure of it. So twice a month, we all met at the university site, Emory, and we actually worked on skills of teaching, connecting health and education, how to mentor and give feedback, and really developing the skills. And then also twice a month, we had our MPH students or graduate students going into the classrooms and first observing their mentor, Teach for America teacher, then starting to help and facilitate in lessons, and then actually teaching their own health lessons in the classroom. Another major component of the program is just leadership development, teaching our health professional students how to public speak, how do they find their teacher voice. And also doing fun things like an improv workshop, which really builds community and partnership and that mentorship relationship. And all of this culminates at the end with just a final celebration dinner. And my favorite part about the celebration dinner is the sharing of the impact and stories that our health educators coming to the classroom were able to have. So an example of this, a first grade student asking a lunch lady if they can have plain milk over chocolate milk because they don't want all the sugar that's in chocolate milk. And that directly stemmed from a lesson from a health educator coming from Emory into the classroom teaching about sugar and nutrition. Another example of this was we had second graders asking their parents to not smoke around them because they were concerned about the effects of secondhand smoke on their health. And that's pretty powerful. And so those stories get shared in this final celebration dinner, and I think obviously show this first impact that there's just a greater interest from students, grades pre-K to 12th grade, in their health and actually advocating for their health. In addition, we're seeing MPH students that went through this program want more. They want to break down these silos, and they want to know more about education and how they can be involved and translate their MPH skills into the field of education. And so we had two MPH students join Teach for America. They finished their program, and now they're in Teach for America, teaching the classroom now. And then we also saw the same kind of shift from our Teach for America teachers. They were finishing their 2 years teaching, knew they were passionate about health, wanted to go into health-related programs. So I'm one of those. I finished Teach for America, and now I'm getting my MPH. And also just immediately in the classroom, they were increasing their focus on health, incorporating that into lessons that they had, and just really able to successfully skill build with their kids around health. And so through Classroom to Community, we were able to build some publicity. We had a blog, we used social media, and started really building this interest of, hey, we're a resource out here, and we can connect education and health through a university setting to the resources that are needed. And what that really created was this extra piece of community engagement. And so I think what's really cool about this is these were organic things that started, again, from this added publicity we were gaining. So one thing, and these are my students, which I'm so proud of, was the McNair Middle School Health Advocacy Night. And this was, I went through Classroom to Community, and I heard my kids interested in health, and I heard things they were saying. And so I created a 15-student leadership board, and they ran an entire event to advocate for Governor Nathan Deal to pass the Affordable Care Act in Georgia because it was important to their moms, their dads, and to them. And that's pretty powerful to hear sixth graders saying. And we were able to put on this event because Connected for Health linked me with another organization, HealthStat, which is a health profession, university-based program working on policy advocacy and health. Coming from the other end, we had MPH students finishing their Classroom to Community experience. They were sitting in their community needs assessment class, and they were thinking about how cool would it be to transfer these skills, these critical thinking, these inquiry-based skills, to high school students. They knew the students were capable of doing it, and so they designed a curriculum to take their MPH-level skills and knowledge over to a high school-based lesson. And so we had students in a local high school doing photo voice and qualitative research, which I think is pretty cool. And then also people outside of these, people who weren't necessarily in Classroom to Community, reaching out to us to connect them. So we had a Teach for America alumna who was a first-year medical student, wanted to do something really similar to what you all were doing, and that she wanted to teach medical students how to teach and do health education. And so she reached out to our to Connected for Health and was able to get connected to a high school where she could make this happen. And we also helped facilitate the skills of how do you teach doctors how to teach. And so in just, I guess we just came across our 2-year anniversary. But in these 2 years, we were able to do a lot. So first, we were recognized as a Community Partner of the Year by HealthStat in 2013. We were an all-volunteer-led organization, and we were able to get $20,000 of direct funding, as well as accumulate about $100,000 in donated time and resources. Our leadership group has grown to be 15 Teach for America representatives, and these come from all fields. If people leave the classroom, they're going into professor positions, physicians, community educators, current teachers, and then also 5 graduate students in public health or medicine and other health fields. And through these 2 years, the impact and the reach that we've had, we've engaged over 50 Teach for America teachers and alumna, 30 health students, 5 staff and faculty members at the university level, and 8 additional community partnerships coming out of that. And so lessons learned. So first, graduate students want hands-on experience. They want to apply the skills they're learning. They want to become these fabulous professionals leaving their university. On the flip side, Teach for America core members want to incorporate health into their classroom. They want to provide their kids with skills. And they need a university partner to transfer those skills, knowledge, and resources and help facilitate that process. And another thing that we found is that these two groups of people, MPH students or graduate students and Teach for America teachers, are great mentors for each other. There's a strong transfer of skills and knowledge, and they work really well together. And so from what we've found, it's universities that need to be, they are responsible and they have an obligation to initiate these types of partnerships and to utilize tools like Teach for America core members in classrooms to engage the communities and to break down these silos between health and education. And so, again, why do we do these partnerships? It's not for the sake of the word that we have community partnerships. It's because kids need our partnerships. They need these things of health and education to stop existing separately, and they need us to start working together. And so to close it with a quote, children who face violence, hunger, substance abuse, unintended pregnancy, and despair cannot possibly focus on academic excellence. There is no curriculum brilliant enough to compensate for a hungry stomach or a distracted mind.